Thank you very much, Mr. DJ. We are live at the Tequila Volteo Ticket Musers Campout. Deep in the woods, coast to coast from Junior Miller, I think is going to happen on this near full moon night.
At sunset.
At sunset, indeed. At sunset, indeed.
What is sunset today?
That's when the sun kind of goes down.
No, what is... Check your farmer's almanac. What time is sunset?
Well, it all depends where you are on this earth.
That's a great point.
Sometime around 8:30, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
This seems really late.
8:30.
Maybe a little earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll be sunset somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to kick off
somewhere,
roughly
man.
At sunset.
Okay. So last night was a blast. Some of the boys sponsored by?
American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Ham. Some of the boys made it to 2.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
That would be Mino, Sean,
wrong, baby.
Dave, and
Donovan,
of course.
Who's napping right now.
Yes, he needs his little nappy. Bob, I think you checked out at about...
Midnight.
Craig, you were about the same.
Midnight.
Made it to midnight, which is incredibly impressive.
Craig and I made a pact.
And same thing tonight.
Okay.
And I think around...
11. Yeah, and share the bed again.
Perfect.
12:15, Rhett Miller called
Who's
us.
Who's going to be Big Spoon tonight?
That's a surprise.
As Rhett and Ken from the old 97s went to the hockey game, and so we had a nice conversation with Rhett. And I think it was right after that, and I don't know what
did
inspired...
that happen last night? Was I on the air for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you definitely were.
Yes, you were.
You did black out.
I blacked out for that part of it.
Yeah, you blacked out for a while. That's okay.
Wow.
That's right. It happens. It happens. That was the best of us. But anyway, it prompted something, some sort of playlet in which we imagined how Bob goes to sleep.
Okay, I'm eager to hear about this because it's been reported to me that I would want to hear it.
DJ, do I need any further setup?
No, that'll cover it.
There we go.
I heard, and Bob yelled at you. He's like,
he
you don't know anything about hockey, Corby.
I don't even think that this is even close to a record right now.
He's such a hockey bully, that Bob.
Yeah. There's some guy
he's
in
not even here.
Canada.
Where is he?
Bob's in his room praying to himself.
Yeah, he's praying. He's giving himself.
He's lashing himself.
Dear me.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
No way! Oh no!
I'm sorry, Bob.
He's left.
Oh man!
Amen.
Hey, there's no follow-up. It's just amen.
That's it. Amen. He's done. Now he's got the covers up to his neck, and he's completely asleep.
Hey, Rhett, I got a question
That's
for
how
you.
He goes to bed every night.
Every night. Every night. Every takes 15 Friday seconds, night. And he's completely at peace.
He sleeps like a rock for two
right.
hours.
Yep. Bald head laying there like he's in an Alcatraz escaping.
Jub, can you repeat Bob's prayer? I just want to make sure I say it. Later on the night before I go to bed also.
Dear Jesus,
Dear Jesus
thank
for
you for giving the world me.
Amen. Poor Bob, he's asleep right now.
Yeah, because he said his prayer.
Yeah.
Within half a second,
already,
he's
out.
What if that's like he can't go to bed any other way?
No.
That's the only thing that gets him to sleep.
After his last
he cannot sleep unless he knows that he's done the right thing and thanked Jesus for giving him the world. And the world.
Oh,
him.
My gosh.
Oh. Y'all are jerks.
Amen.
You guys are
Amen.
Jerks.
Amen.
Yeah, just out instantly.
Yeah. It's not complete.
He's so
he
it
says
needs.
Amen.
And
right.
again. And again. And again. That's the Bob snore.
And again.
Well, I think he was joking, Coach. Moron dog. Bring it on in the first place.
But the snore lasts for about a minute and a half, like a question.
So what I was really saying was,
Troy, you look amazing in your.
Substack.
Substack.
Okay, I'm going to bed. Oh, that's
and
how
that was it. That was the George departure. Although, in a very weird turn of events, George left. And left for a good 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then came running back out with his guitar,
diarrhea.
Put the headset on, played a song, sang, and then went right back to bed. It was so weird. Do you remember any of this?
Don't remember that at all.
You don't remember the Rhett phone call?
I now hearing it back, I remember that. But okay. I don't remember Jubb playing his guitar.
The Randy Rogers
yeah,
song?
His encore.
That was great. It was great. Okay, so that was pretty awesome.
Dave? What triggered Rhett? What did I do to you with hockey?
I have no idea. I don't know what he was talking about. I think he was... Something about he was listening to the post game show and just BSing nothing. So Dave,
because I'll get
yes,
him.
Sir.
So
I'm going to make Rhett pay.
It was a tough night for Dave.
Okay, Dave, I want you to evaluate yourself.
Uh huh.
On a scale from 1 to death by alcohol consumption, where were you last night? How drunk do you think you were?
2.
How drunk do I think I was?
Yeah, the drunkest you've ever been, let's say, is 10. And then 0 is stone cold sober.
That's like a 3. I mean,
no, yeah, it was maybe
a, that was
no,
a 3
no, no, no.
last night.
No, I would say it's like maybe a 6 or 7.
Wow. Okay.
It's casual. No big deal.
All right.
And we have audio to prove that it was casual.
Okay.
And so DJ put together a little montage of Dave.
Oh.
And yes. So this is the best of Dave.
Ladies, let's go.
Yeah, ladies, come
right
on
there.
Now.
Ladies,
you are on the ticket. We just asked for him.
It's 11-11. Right, make it queef.
When, drive when for 30 years and you've
when
never
he's
joined?
Not eating no. waterfall frogs, he's delivering your food.
I get over.
Hey,
you're
Candace,
not even a
get over Luca. Okay,
have
it's over.
God, shut the f up. Shut up.
Jeez.
Morrissey is an amazing
Ron
lyricist.
Three.
You, hey, 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 hey!
Oh no,
notes.
Davey's
what?
Upset.
Why are you
no.
yelling so much, Mr. Red Dirt? Who
looks like we got a full
like,
moon tonight?
Who loves guys who tell stories with their songs?
I can't understand a word he's saying. I'm like Avery.
Just read. Just read
understand?
The lyrics. I will kill you.
This might be one of Big Mac's friends messing with me, though.
No, no.
Mono has slobbed a lot of knobs.
Good lord.
I mean,
good God.
Baby.
I'm an electrician for a facility maintenance company.
Heck yeah. All right.
Let's go.
That's a good right. trade.
Gosh.
Mono wants you to maintain his facilities.
Let's freaking go, Stars!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Go,
yeah!
Stars!
Go, Stars!
Praise
Queefus!
Take that, Gordo.
Praise Queefus.
Yeah, you're on with
the
Jets fan
praise
right
Queefus,
now.
Praise Queefus, indeed.
Can I make an announcement real quick?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Please do.
Ticket 80s prom.
Oh.
Pending.
My favorite.
Pending Stars playoff.
Uh-oh.
Schedule.
Yep. I'm in trouble talking now.
We all Friday, are. June 6th.
Johnny Do, I
yes.
feel like we are spirit animals with our new Jack music, because I love that.
Thank you.
It, and when I...
God, great.
And I love it. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it because okay. you know what? The people around here don't appreciate it because
no.
they're so
I appreciate
it. Smiths and
not me. What a hater!
What a bitch hey, you are!
That's not even true.
But yes, of
no,
course.
Were you sitting right behind Paige Beckers?
No, I was looking where she was.
Did they show on the big screen?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She was like on the glass.
The best was Anton Khudobin, though.
It was like a pap smear.
Oh, okay, so did Anton do his bit?
I can't believe I'm the guy that's 10 years sober and I dropped the F-bomb on your show.
I know.
So lame. Sorry.
I know.
Congratulations on 10 years, by the
way. Yeah, that is good.
Oh, yeah. I know you totally.
Hey, here's a shot
like, let
for
that
Rhett
slip
Miller.
On yeah. purpose.
Let's all take a shot for Rhett and his
I need
sobriety.
To look into that.
Man, Ken was so happy. He kept asking me, he goes, why'd they blow that whistle? And I was like, well, that's icing. What's icing?
What is icing? Hey, man, why they throw why the ice? Blow that whistle?
He was the one who set the helpline.
What?
I just don't get
he
why
set
the
helpline. Like, what is icing?
That was Ken?
No. He's making a
joke.
Making a freaking joke, you moron.
Ken was.
I can't
Ken
read
was
your
raining.
Mind anymore.
The
yeah,
rain.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're
that's
hiding
all right.
A lot.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
They could be stacked or they should.
Yeah,
could
you
be
can
flat.
Still see the, you know, thing.
The pointies.
Yeah.
The Stars logo stretched
yeah.
out a
can
little
we make
bit.
It stop? Yeah. This is the reference of stacked.
Stacked.
Yeah, they could be stacked or they could be flat, bro.
Man.
All right, I'm gonna up it to 8.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's only one way to go from
oh
there.
Oh, my God. Please. Can I just say?
I mean, I didn't get sick.
That
I
is the definition of tequila drunk. Just yelling at your friends. The most underrated part of maybe Dave's entire time here at the Ticket is slur congratulating somebody on 10 years sober.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, this is gold. We had a moment where I don't know what was going on, but we stopped the show down with an unfortunate comment about a rectal area.
666.
Six, six. Stop it.
It's a type of candy, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, geez. Amanda really liked that.
are you still there, Amanda?
Is she shaving?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
that is
sorry.
One of my favorite days of the year. Oh. And I listen to you, and I tweet back at you or at whatever.
Do you have a
and
bedside
butthole?
What is going on?
A bedside.
What even is
what
that?
What is that?
Amanda,
I'm so sorry. so sorry, Amanda.
What the hell?
That's is that like a pocket
what?
Thing?
What's
what?
Wrong with
how
you?
How would she use
and
that?
And
seriously.
I forgot
about that. Trying to roll over. Oh, there it is.
Gosh. This is the biggest bunch of idiots. This really is just sad.
It did sound like a 3 a.m. infomercial.
But the alliteration on it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's YouTube like a double B. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's a late night product that you might see on TV.
And the demonstration of it.
Now.
Look how easy it is to use. Roll over and it's right there, puckered and ready to go.
Is that where you put your phone when you go
graphic.
To bed?
Yeah, your bedside.
Gosh.
All right, let's come back and let's address the moment that I still can't get over how funny it was, the ending of the night, and more with this big ticket roundtable next.
The Ticket.
All right, it's 5:57 here on the Hardline. We have a big, fun roundtable going on here at the Tequila Bowl Teo Musers Ticket Compound. Sean Bass and Matt just ducked out. David Mino, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith, and us, the Hardline. We are all here. So last night, like a lot of people do when they're in the woods, they eat lamb for dinner.
You said you had never had lamb?
I had never had lamb until last night.
That is crazy.
I always feel guilty eating lamb.
You had to strangle it.
Lamb well, hang on to that. So I agree. I'd never had it because it always was the sad meal to order.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only thing sadder is veal.
Yeah,
it's
I'll give you that.
The same thing, isn't it?
No, veal is baby cow.
Oh.
Lamb is
well. I mean, morally, it's
sheep.
Like the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You're eating babies, I guess, and also calamari. Isn't that baby octopi?
Is it? They only live like a couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah,
so.
They don't have
I don't
souls.
Know about that.
Yeah, they don't. Fish don't
what?
Have souls.
Octopi?
Look into it.
They're smarter than lamb and cow.
So I threw this out there to Craig, and Davey and Sean were right there too. Could you have happily eaten your meal last night
if
you were told, okay, go outside and there's going to be one lamb out there and we want you to hang out with it and play with it and maybe name it.
Oh, no.
And maybe name it after your kid. And you're sitting there petting it and playing with it and then you have to, in order to eat it, you have to Colombian necktie it.
Mm.
And then Dave said, and to finish it off, press it up against your privates to suffocate it.
That's
and
a
weird
then
ad. It's going. So after 30
Such
minutes,
a weird add-on.
So gross.
After 30 minutes of playing with it, could you do that?
No.
And they hand you the piano wire.
It's not worth it for four lamb chops. I'd just eat the potatoes and the salad and the.
Right. Exactly.
You couldn't do it.
No.
No way.
Could you?
Exactly what?
Now, if it's your last meal, like
you
if you're out of food and you're starving, yes.
As I'm on top of a cow trying to Colombian necktie a cow.
I want to hear which foods you could do that to that would make you opt over there.
I just
chicken
couldn't do it to a lamb. That's why I've chosen to abstain from lamb all these years.
They're too much like pets.
They are. They're little pets.
Yeah.
But a chicken, no.
But
a calf, no.
But here's the thing.
No.
What about a goat?
That's dodgy, too. Mm.
Why didn't you abstain last night? You ate it.
I know.
And you named it.
It's
delicious. Pressure from you guys.
Do you feel bad?
Why don't you eat it now, you pee?
You named him CD, and then you ate him.
No, lamb is awesome. You know where the best lamb can be found?
No.
In the kebab game.
In the hands of Jesus.
Lamb kebabs?
Lamb kebabs. Our friends in the kebab business, they know.
Kebab.
What's up?
How many kebabs did you have on the soccer trip?
Oh, kebabs are a daily thing when you go to England, but now they're everywhere in where we live, you know?
Everywhere in where we live.
No, he's right.
They're
here. The kebab game is definitely there, but I always just go for chicken. So you're saying I should go for lamb?
Yes.
Or shrimp? The shrimp kebab.
Shrimp kebab is sort of messing with the...
Is a shrimp kebab made of lamb?
It's definitely
no.
not. No, but
that's the worst question ever asked.
Could you
ever
Colombian necktie
ever
a shrimp?
Asked.
Could you Colombian necktie a shrimp?
Yes.
I don't
yes.
think the Mediterranean
you have to do microsurgery.
I don't think the Mediterranean kebab game plays with shrimp.
Yeah, they do.
Much. No, I know you can get shrimp kebabs. I just think that might be one of our alterations.
Oh, okay.
Because we think shrimp goes with everything, which it kind of does.
Yeah. Underutilized in the food game, the shrimp.
You need to partner with somebody and open up a place called Kebabs.
Bob Kebabs.
Bob's,
yeah.
Bob's Kebabs.
Like,
and then Bob's Law.
Like
Bob's Law Blog.
Like Kay Adams. Who
Did
does
you like that show?
Of course. Okay. That's the best show ever made.
Okay.
And then Bob's Tongan we need, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Loblaw's.
Bob Loblaw's Law Blog.
You need to partner with Kay Adams, who does Up with Football, and you can do K Bob's, and then you can hang out with her. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
That was a big end around
talented.
To say Kay Adams is fetching.
Yeah, she's good at her job.
She's probably like 3 feet
she's
tall,
fetching.
Though.
She's what?
Don't you think she's like 3 feet tall?
No.
She might be.
Jeez.
She's a little person.
So
she kicked me off her set at the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Remember that?
Was she tall?
Were you going wireless or something?
Yeah, I was going wireless.
And she was like, get out of here. Really,
well, she invited me on her set.
I can smell the adaption on you.
Yeah, and then I guess I said something she didn't like, and then she immediately kicked me off the set.
She's 5'1".
5'1"?
Yep.
Was she mean about it, or at least was
she
nice about it? She
was professional, but firm.
Anybody listed as 5'1 is 4'11".
That's so true. Mm.
Is that like being 6 foot, but you're only 5'10"?
Remember when Susie Colbert like tracked you down, Junes, and confronted you? Because she had heard that you had been making fun of her?
No, she didn't track me down. You told her. You pointed at me and said, he makes fun of you, of your voice.
And then you tried to walk away and she came
And then she
you.
Came over to me as I was trying to walk. No, I didn't try to walk away because I didn't know what was going on.
What are you doing?
What voice did
he? Because he's an agent of chaos.
No, I'm not. I wanted her to feel empowered to confront you.
For what? He's your friend.
I was worried that she didn't know what you were doing.
No.
What
he
sort
wants
of...
to make everything uncomfortable.
It's not true.
What
My
voice
job
did you
is
tell
to make
her?
Things more comfortable. I said, hey, he says that you have a man voice.
That's not a nice thing to say to a lady.
Well, I didn't.
No,
I,
it's not.
I trusted my friend Junior that he was saying something nice about her. I didn't know it was an insult.
See, this is.
Yeah.
And I wanted
this
to pass
is, this
it,
is Little Red Riding.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of last night.
Why did you say that about me?
This is what he does.
Why did you say that about me?
Okay, now who's taking a shot now?
Who is this?
Fake Susie Colbert. It's what he does. He tries to claim he's offended by it, and then all of a sudden he's doing the voice.
NFL schedule release tonight.
Okay,
you're not going to believe it.
guys, I just think the Chiefs are going to be really good this year.
Thanks, Joe.
I don't think that you were. Have you heard the sign off yet? So the sign off, and I don't know how it went to this in this direction, but it was Dave and Mino and Sean and Donovan talking about the setup at the lottery, where each individual team that's in the NBA lottery, they have an emissary that is representing them. And for the Mavericks, it was Rolando Blackman. And somehow, they started talking about, what if the San Diego Chicken was the representative for the Mavericks?
Oh, my God!
A win away from a trip to the Western Conference Finals.
3-1.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Stars.
Who is this? About to buy a Nico jersey right now. I mean, this is it. This is the year. We're tired of losing around here.
It sounded like you said Nico.
Yeah.
Nico.
Rantanen.
Nico. It does rhyme. It's kind of ironic. But we're pro Nico now, too, right?
No.
I mean, he got us the number one pick.
Uh-huh. He didn't do anything.
A chicken could have got us the number one pick.
Are you really
the San Diego chicken?
No.
What if the San Diego chicken would have represented the Mavericks at the draft lottery?
That would have been great.
Just in his costume.
He's turning his beak each way.
He's just getting so nervous.
Oh, my God. There's a bug on me.
Think of the number one pick. And he's I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have to.
When he gets the first pick, he lays a panic egg.
Right.
What?
He lays a panic egg.
He lays an egg with a Maverick emblem on it and the number one.
He lays the egg.
Okay.
Cooper and Paige get married, Dave. That's my goal. Cooper and Paige married. That'd be great.
That would be great. It could happen. Maybe.
I mean, weird things have happened.
I would say there's a 1.8% chance of it happening.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about the San Diego chicken. Representing the Mavericks. That'll be the greatest thing ever. Can you see the announcers in the booth? Representing the Dallas Mavericks, the San Diego chicken.
They got the hook around Rolando Blackman.
And he's sitting there. And he's
telling him confidence, baby, confidence.
And then every time someone's name
confidence chicken,
he goes down to the dude that's representing New Orleans.
Look at him.
And Akeem is like, this is a freaking chicken.
Akeem just beats
Akeem, the what are we doing?
Ever loving hell out of him. But then when the Mavericks get the one pick, he's just so excited and he lays the egg.
when the Sixers get pulled for the third pick, and it's just the Spurs and the Mavericks, that's when he pulls his beak the opposite way. He's just looking straight in the camera.
Oh my God.
Well,
oh my God. That'll do it, guys.
There's no beating that.
Oh my God. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, good. He snapped out of it.
That is my favorite bit that the chicken would do, where he would take his beak and
totally.
Pull it in
different directions.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so great.
It's incredible.
Was he great?
Yes.
Oh, he's the best.
He was hilarious.
He's the king.
Ted Gianulius, was that his name?
Yeah.
How come they never brought that back?
This popped up as a memory on my phone today.
What is it?
It's from Cooperstown, Clara posing in front of the San Diego chicken costume.
Oh, wow.
How funny.
Yeah.
So, did we hear fake Kobe already?
We've decided
that's
to
banned.
Move on.
Oh,
it's banned.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
They did play Forrest Gump.
We have it.
We can
if you
just
want
play it.
It
and say it's Forrest Gump.
There you go.
Do you guys think we now live in Cooperstown?
What?
Interesting.
Oh, I like that.
Zing.
Yeah. Cooper flag.
Cooperstown.
Yeah. Cooper. Bro, the Mavs need to market that right now. Woo!
There you go, Bob.
Stop doing Nico favors, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Look at that.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
what was that, Corby? Corby? I don't...
We can't play Dave being Kobe. We play that.
Well, what did we just play of you, Corby? What did we just play?
Ooh, wee, look at that.
That was Forrest Gump, right?
That's also Forrest Gump.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, all of our voices are now Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump adjacent, indeed, indeed. All right, Dave, let's do some community quick hits.
Man, I need to take it easy
Forrest
tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
More next.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.